Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Happy Friday. Welcome to the ChatGPT podcast. On the podcast today, we are going to answer the question of if ChatGPT is going to steal comedians' jobs. In the past, I've had some experiences getting ChatGPT to write jokes, and in my opinion, they were not very funny. But a recent article came out on Vulture where they actually had ChatGPT, and perhaps this is the secret, they had ChatGPT write jokes in the style of specific comedians, and then they had comedians give commentary on those jokes. They're written in their own personal style, so this should be pretty interesting. So up for round one, and also after this, you have to vote, leave us a comment on Twitter and tell us if you think this was funny or if it was not funny. I'll try to channel my inner comedian. I feel kind of bad because I feel like in comedy, it's all about the delivery. So, you know, it's kind of, how someone gives the joke. That being said, this was an article I found. And so people have to read this anyway. So, you know, what's the difference of my voice? Hopefully I don't make it like worse, but you know, that's up for you to decide as well. So up for round one, we have Gary Gulman. So ChatGPT was told to write a joke in his style. And this is what it said. It said, "Have you ever noticed that as you get older, you become more of a collector? When I was young, I would throw away everything, but now I can't bring myself to part with anything. I have a drawer full of old cell phones. Why? I don't know. Maybe someday I'll need to call someone in the past. And don't even get me started on Tupperware. I have so much Tupperware, I could open my own Tupperware store. But here's the thing, I can never find the matching lid. I'm convinced that Tupperware is playing some sort of cruel joke on me." So that was ChatGPT. I might have missed the punchline there. That was ChatGPT's joke. Then we got Gary Gulman. This is what he had to say about this masterpiece copying his style. He says, "The first thing I thought was, I can't imagine the computer would have an understanding of what in the style of Gary Gulman means. I don't even know where it's drawing from because I would have a hard time describing my style." Side note on this, ChatGPT was also trained off of video, so people were able to actually get like closed captions on YouTube videos. So assuming he's, has like 100 YouTube videos of him talking, ChatGPT would be able to get the closed captions, get the text from that and be able to pretty much use that copy style. So that's probably where he'd get it. Then he says, "I have a few precepts and restrictions, but for the most part, I just sound a certain way. The next thing was looking at the joke. Number one, the line, 'Have you ever noticed?' is this horrific 80s phrase that gave birth to a million comedians. As soon as I hear, 'Have you ever noticed?' I stop listening because I know it's just going to be another really lazy observation." Dang, throwing shade at ChatGPT right off the bat. He says, "I have to say though, there's one really good line. Maybe someday I'll need to call someone in the past. That's a really good sentence. But then almost to undo its goodwill with me, it says, 'Don't even get me started on.' That's Mr. Saturday Night Live. The character's whole catchphrase was, 'Don't get me started,' and the audience would repeat it. It's so corny. I have so much Tupperware, I could open up my own Tupperware store. It's like something your old mom would say. I can never find the matching lid. Is like a 'you always lose a sock in the dryer' joke." Oh my gosh. Dang, he threw down pretty hard. All right, up for round two, we have Maria Bamford. So ChatGPT was told to write a joke in the style of Maria Bamford, and this is what it came up with. I'm not sure how to feel about getting older. On the one hand, I'm more experienced and wiser. On the other hand, I can't remember anything. I went to the grocery store the other day and forgot why I was there. So I just walked up and down the aisles until I found something that looked familiar. That's how I ended up with a cart full of butternut squash and cat food. It's like my brain is slowly turning into a random number generator. All right, this is what Maria Bamford had to say about that. I thought it was interesting that this was in the style of me because it isn't personal. My stuff is always about mental health or personal experiences, and the way the chatbot did it was very observational and crowd-pleasing. Nothing that anybody would be uncomfortable with. It felt more like a very popular club comic deck, which can be great. Okay, here is another joke from her, since I didn't feel like that one was good enough. It says, "You know what's the worst thing about getting older? You can't do anything without making weird noises. You stand up, you groan. You sit down, you grunt. You bend over, you wheeze. I feel like I'm auditioning for a sound effects library. And don't even get me started on how long it takes me to get out of bed in the morning. It's like watching a sloth trying to pole vault." Her response was, "It's like watching a sloth try to pole vault" is a legitimate, excellent punchline. So, you know, she says it's taking a low-energy animal and then having them do something spectacular. So you know what, she actually gave it a little bit of credit for that second joke there. So I'd say that's a bit of a win. And honestly, regardless of how funny you think these jokes are, compared to, I mean, stand-up comedy, it's not like dad jokes or something with a little quick punchline, but compared to some of these other jokes I've heard of ChatGPT, these are significantly more thought out and funny. So all right, round three, we are going to W. Kamau Bell. So this is the joke that ChatGPT came up for him. "So I recently turned 40, and let me tell you, aging is like playing Jenga with your body. You start taking out blocks from the bottom, and suddenly your knees don't work the way they used to. Your back hurts all the time, and you can't eat spicy food without regretting it for days. But the real fun is when you start losing things. Keys, wallets, your mind. I mean, I once spent 20 minutes looking for my glasses, only to realize I was wearing them the whole time. And don't even get me started on trying to keep up with technology. I feel like my phone updates every other day, and every time it does, I lose another piece of my soul. Pretty soon, I'm going to be one of those old people who still uses a flip phone and thinks the internet is a passing fad." All right, this is his response to that. "When these jokes came in, my wife was on the same email thread, so she read them out loud. My 11-year-old and 8-year-old were there, and my 8-year-old was covering her eyes while she was reading them because she was so embarrassed. There are barely punchlines here. The jokes about looking for my eyeglasses and realizing I was wearing them, that's a joke so old, it's public domain. I feel like somebody had told me to write a Bill Evangel bit, and then I lost my steam halfway through it. There are comedians that do bits about aging in this tone, but they're better than this. If a child brought this to me and said, I wrote jokes, I'd be like, good for you, keep trying. I wouldn't say, you gotta go with SNL. That's pretty funny. I think that was pretty accurate. I personally didn't think that one was pretty funny, and it was pretty cliche, the glasses on the head one. All right, up for round four, we have Atsuko Okatsuka. Sorry for the slow pronunciation of that. This is the joke that ChatGPT came up with that. "You know you're getting older when you start getting really excited about mundane things. The other day I got really excited because I found a great deal on some paper towels. I mean, what's next? AARP membership? A subscription to Reader's Digest? Before you know it, I'll be that old lady who wears the same clothes every day and talks to her cat. Oh wait, I already do that." All right, this is what her response was. "ChatGPT must think I'm really old. When I was in my 20s, I upped the age on my Facebook to 45 as a joke, so maybe that's what it's confused about, how old I am." That's hilarious. "AARP membership would be a great first-time joke for my grandma, who people know through my act and social media. I might give this to her. You have to be 65 and older for Medicaid, so maybe it's listening to interviews of me talking about my mom and grandma, and it's like, this girl's next. I do like the bait and switch of, oh wait, I already do that. I think that the bot knows how bait and switches work." Yeah, that's kind of funny. It, you know, she thought it was slightly funny, but might not be quite on point with her age. All right, how did ChatGPT do? Let me know. Shoot me a tweet on Twitter at Jaden_AI. I'd love to know what you think, if ChatGPT is going to take over comedians' jobs in the future. Until next time, have a good day.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it, as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.